And you are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9, Cable 102, and available on the great World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. You can click on the live streaming link, or you can also go to the podcast archive and listen to past programs. My name is Spike, and we have a good show planned for you today here on The Canadian Way. At around 6:30, we should have a special guest calling in. Be none other than Amber Weber of Black Mountain fame. And we're going to chat about her and Josh's new side project called Lightning Dust. And we're going to play lots of great Lightning Dust tunes, as well as stuff from the Black Mountain Army and all of its offshoots. So you want to stay tuned for that. That's going to be pretty awesome. Some good stoner psych out music for you on this sunny Friday evening. At least it's sunny up here at UBC. As well, later on the program, we're going to have some debuts from the likes of, well, not necessarily debuts, but new stuff from the likes of Kevin House, Elias, of course, something from that Rick White album CD that we debuted a couple weeks ago here on the show. Something from the Got to Get Got, who we first played a couple weeks ago, and I really like that one. Brand new project of Jesse Gander, formerly of DBS and Operation Makeout. So stay tuned for that. We got lots of great stuff lined up in today's program. Of course, if there's anything that you want to hear, you can email me at thecanadianway@popstar.com, myspace.com/canadianway. Or, of course, if you're feeling really brave, want to try to give me a call here, 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. Of course, when Amber's calling in, I won't be able to take your call, but that's the way it goes. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, we are going to start off today's program with something from the brand new self-titled Lightning Dust debut CD, which can be found on the Jaguar record label. We're going to be listening to the track called When You Go. Here is some brand new Lightning Dust to start things off here on The Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
When you leave, it's not when you go that worries me. It's the time it took and the time it'll take. Hollow hearts would only swallow empty. But the thought of you comes up such as this. A moment's for the poison that will often sting. The sting opens the skin, exposing everything. Oh, how it'll bring fire, and if it's cold, it'll bring showers. And what we need is someone to need. When you go, that worries me. Is the time you talk? Can the time it all take?
Rock it long. I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
You are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. And the set of music you just heard is all Lightning Dust related and Black Mountain related projects, bands, whatnot. We started off the top of the show with something from the brand new Lightning Dust self-titled debut CD, which can be found on the Jaguar CD label. And of course, Lightning Dust is side project of Amber Weber and Joshua Wells of Black Mountain, and from that CD we heard the track called When You Go. We followed that up with some Black Mountain, a little something from the Drugonaut 12-inch single, which can be found on the Scratch Records label. We heard the title track, Drugonaut, and we followed that up with something from the debut CD from the Pink Mountaintops, which of course is basically Black Mountain sort of performing the tunes that just frontman Steve McBean wrote. So it's basically a continuation of the whole Jerk with a Bomb thing with a little bit of Black Mountain thrown in. So from Pink Mountaintop's 2003 self-titled debut, which can also be found on the Scratch record label as well as the Jaguar record label, as with everything Black Mountain related, in pretty much everywhere other than Canada, it's distributed by Jaguar. We heard the lead-off track from that one called Bad Boogie Ballin'. My name is Spike. You are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. And later on the program, like very soon, actually, I shouldn't say later on, coming up in mere minutes, Amber Weber from Lightning Dust and Black Mountain should be calling in and chatting about the brand new CD, as well as what's going on in the Black Mountain front. They just came back from playing a massive festival over in Spain, so we'll chat about that as well. But in the meantime, we're going to play some more music. We're going to start off with a track that I thought was a little Black Mountain inspired, given its title. Something from Montreal, Quebec's Parkas from their brand new CD, Put Your Head in the Lion's Mouth, which can be found on the Save By Radio record label. We're going to be listening to something called You and What Army. A little tip of the hat to the Black Mountain Army. Here are the Parkas to start off this set of music here on The Canadian Way, special edition with Amber Weber here on CITR FM 101.9.
Thank you. folks, ladies and gentlemen, young hearts are free. And I've said he is ripe, I've said he is
Hey, this is Steve Nash. You're listening to CITR 101.9, the home of the UBC Thunderbirds.
Your fingers brush my body. I feel like a beautiful muse on canvas. You paint my heart with your gentleness and draw my spirit with your passionate kiss. Yesterday we had fun wrestling on the lawn. You rolled me over in a patch of clover and asked me if you could be my lover. And you can give me the kisses that you want to. I will never get enough of you. Touch me any way you want to. I love it when your hands wander. And with you as my lover, it's gonna be a colorful summer. Your love is a stroke of genius. Oh, it's true. I'm in Monet's garden when I roll around with you. In a gallery of ecstasy. Artwork is brilliant. One day away from you and I'm missing your accent. Let's go to a field, lie all day. Watch the sun go down through the trees. We can take it slow that night and view our silhouettes in the moonlight. Yeah. And you can give me the kisses that you want to. I will never get enough of your touch. Me anywhere you want to. I love it when your hands wander. And with you as my lover, it's gonna be a colorful summer. kiss is what you want. I will never get enough of you. Touch me anywhere you want. I love it when your hands wander. And with you as my lover, it's gonna be a colorful summer. It's gonna be a colorful summer. Yeah, it's gonna be colorful.
And you are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. We just heard a little something from a band who is going to be doing their Cross Canada Tour kickoff gig tonight. And that's going to be happening over at the Railway Club. We're talking about none other than Vancouver's very own Elixirs. And it's going to be an awesome little lineup to skank your ass off tonight at the Railway Club. Of course, it will be the Elixirs, along with their good friends Arbutus Trio and the Car Mechanics, all fine local ska bands. That's happening at the Railway Club tonight. $10 admission at the door. Gig gets started at 10:30 with doors opening at 9. So go check that out. From the Elixirs' most recent CD called Elixir This, which came out about this time last year, we heard the track called Colorful Summer, and it sounds like the Elixirs are bound for a pretty darn colorful summer themselves. It sounds like it's going to be exciting times for them as they're invading the rest of the country. I believe this is their first cross-country tour, so they could come back with some pretty interesting stories. There's always at least a couple of interesting stories from a band just getting the green out of their gills, getting the wet from behind their ears on their first tour. Always at least one thing goes horribly wrong. So it makes for interesting stories. Could be quite fun for the Elixirs. So best of luck to them, and go check them out at the Railway Club tonight. Have them sent off with the style that they deserve. Before that, we heard a band that hails from not just Vancouver, but also Toronto and Halifax. It is the Got to Get Got. And this is a brand new project from Jesse Gander. He does the lion's share of the singing and the songwriting on this one, but it is sort of a collective effort. Debut CD can be found on the No Eyes Records label, and it's called Canadian Arts Collective Blues Huge Zigzag. I wonder what they're getting at with that title. I'm sure most of us can figure it out. From the Got to Get Got, we heard the track called Mass Murder Weekend, which is the album closer on that EP. And apparently Got to Get Got are putting finishing touches on their debut full-length CD, also to be out shortly on the No Eyes Records label. The update I got from No Eyes said that the record was likely to be out in the fall, early fall. So just in time for Christmas. Awesome. Got to Get Got. Some good quality post-rock meets 90s alternative. Kind of reminding me a lot of sort of the Jay Maskus kind of school of songwriting. Got to Get Got. And from Montreal, Quebec's The Parkas, who are simply known now as just Parkas. Their brand new CD is their third full length and can be found on the Saved by Radio record label. It's called Put Your Head in the Lion's Mouth. And the name of the track that we heard from that one was called You and What Army. And Saved by Radio is a label based out of Calgary, Alberta, and they have slowly been saving Canadian independent music, at least in the West Coast here. But as we see now with bands such as Parkas, who are from out east, they are now getting good distribution from this snappy little label out of Calgary, and lots of great things coming out from them over the last half year, and we can expect just awesome stuff to come out in the next little while as they just started up a second label called Saved by Vinyl, to which they're putting all the bands that have sort of a classic alternative rock sound to them, and all the more adventurous stuff is on the Saved by Radio label. So two times the fun from the kids out in Calgary there from the Save By record label collective. So awesome. Good on them. You are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. Amber Wells from Lightning Dust is supposed to call in at the bottom of the hour. Hasn't called in yet. I'm hoping if somebody that knows Amber can give her a ding and let her know that that we're waiting to chit-chat with her and play some more Lightning Dust music. But in the meantime, we're going to play some other new release music, and we'll get to some more Lightning Dust, at least by the top of the hour. Hopefully by then, Amber will have called in, and we can proceed with some more music here from Vancouver's Ilias, from their brand new CD-EP called Blow Away. We're going to be listening to a track called Sinking Ships. And we're going to be following that up with something else from the Immaculate Machine CD, which just got released this last week. So that should be kind of cool. It's called Fables, and debuted here last week on the Canadian Way, and got some good feedback on it. So stay tuned for that. There's going to be some more brand new Immaculate Machine coming up right after this. In the meantime, here is some Ilias. From the Blow ABP, here is Sinking Ships to start this set of music here on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9. And that was a little something from Vancouver's very own Immaculate Machine from their brand new CD, which is their second full length on the Mint Records label called Fables. We heard the track called Old Flame. And before that, also from Vancouver, we heard from Elias from their brand new EP called Blow Away EP, which is a self-released effort. We heard the track called Sinking Ships. My name is Spike. You are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. And no time like the present, we have our guest on the phone line. Are you there, Amber?
Hello, I am.
Hi, Amber. You can hear me okay?
Yep.
Excellent. So with me today is Amber Weber from a side project of Black Mountain that we debuted the CD for a couple weeks ago here on The Canadian Way. The group is called Lightning Dust, and it features you, Amber, as well as Joshua Wells from Black Mountain. And how did this project come to be?
We live together, and we kind of always been playing music in the living room and that kind of thing. And then we actually just made a Christmas CD for some friends and family, and we had so much fun doing it, we decided to make an album.
Excellent. And reading your website, it sounds like this was sort of a casual, a sort of long project that you'd sort of overtaken during the pretty much most of 2006, I guess. Was it basically a project that you'd sort of do a little bit of and then sort of leave it alone? How did it happen with Lightning Dust?
Yeah. Basically, last summer we just recorded the whole album. We had some time off from working, and that after a long year of touring Black Mountain. So we just kind of focused on Lightning Dust while Pink Mountaintops was out touring, and Blood Meridian was being written and stuff. We had some extra time.
Cool. And this brand new CD, it's on the Jaguar label. Is this a long time relationship you've now had with them since releasing the first Black Mountain CD with them, I guess, stateside? How are they to work with?
They're like really good friends of ours at this point. Like, they're just awesome. Every time we've needed anything whatsoever with Black Mountain, they've always been there for us, and so it just made it really easy to work with them on this album.
Cool.
Yeah, they're really cool.
Excellent. So we have the CD queued up here. Is there a particular track that you really like off of this CD?
I think I like them all, but if you're going to play one, I'd play Highway.
Highway.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll play that, and we got a little rare track here. Well, not really a rare track, but one that people might not have really heard or paid attention to when it came out a few months ago. A track that you and Josh did for the Music Appreciation Society Presents Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Yeah, that's right.
And was that done with in the same sessions as the Lightning Dust stuff?
No. That was like what I was saying earlier. We did a Christmas CD for friends and family.
Cool.
Kind of thing. That song's just off of that.
Excellent.
And that's a home recording kind of thing. Yeah.
Cool. So we'll listen to both of those tracks, and we'll do some more chatting about what's going on with Black Mountain and Lightning Dust in just a few minutes.
All right.
Great. Thank you very much, Amber. My guest today is Amber Weber of Black Mountain and Lightning Dust. And from the Lightning Dust debut CD, we are going to be listening to the track called Highway here on The Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9. Oops, sorry, that's the wrong track. Let's try that again. Hi, Amber, are you there? Hey, is this the right track that's playing? I can't.
We stood still.
Okay, cool. I was worried. I was going, this doesn't sound like Highway. Awesome. Basically, in just a moment's time, we'll play that Amber and Josh track. Then we'll come back, chat. chat about basically what's going on with Black Mountain. I guess you guys are going back in the studio soon, is that correct? And you are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. And my guest on the phone today is Amber Weber from Lightning Dust and Black Mountain. And thank you for joining me today, Amber.
Why, thank you.
And we just heard something from the compilation that you guys did a track for that was not really a Lightning Dust project, but included the two of you from Lightning Dust, Amber and Josh, from the Music Appreciation Society Presents Vancouver, BC, Canada. Great little compilation that came out a few months ago. We heard you guys doing a track called No Other, and you were saying that was from a Christmas compilation or tape that you guys were making for everybody?
It's a goofy little present that we made for
Cool.
With your friends and family, yeah.
That'd be pretty sweet to get for Christmas. And before that, we heard something from the Lightning Dust debut CD, which I guess it's coming out actually on the 19th. So this is still a bit of a preview for most of the folks out there in Radio Land. And you mentioned, well, first of all, we'll let you know that from Lightning Dust's CD, we heard the track called Highway. And Amber, you and Josh are going to be touring on this CD. You were saying next week you're taking off on tour?
Yeah, we're actually taking off the day the record officially comes out. And we're going down the West Coast with our buddies, the Cave Singers, really great band. And yeah, we're just going to San Diego and back.
Cool. And any plans for doing like a Canadian tour, or at least playing some Vancouver or BC dates in the next little while?
Yeah, we're going to probably do at least a Vancouver show for the release of our album. And that should be when we get back from the West Coast tour in July sometime. And then I think in August, we're sort of trying to work out a bit of a Canadian and East Coast U.S. tour. So,
cool.
Yeah.
And what's going on with Black Mountain? We might as well address it. You guys just came back from a massive festival over in Spain, of all places. Tell us a little bit about that.
The festival was really awesome. It was beautiful. It was on right on the ocean, the Mediterranean. Yeah, it was really, really, really fun. I got mugged. But
besides that. Oh my gosh, are you okay?
Yeah, no, I'm totally fine, but watch out to anyone going to Barcelona. Apparently it's notorious for some things. But anyways, no, yeah, the festival is great. See Sonic Youth play Daydream Nation, and our show was really fun. Yeah, it was good.
Cool, and that was the Primavera Festival, which I'd never heard of before, but I guess it's massive, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy. It's like 7 or 8 stages going on at the same time, and yeah, it was just totally crazy.
Wow, and was that the only gig that you played over in Europe, or did you manage to cram some other gigs in there, either for yourselves or Black Mountain? Or
no, we were planning on doing a tour around it, but it just didn't work out, and so we just flew out for the show, and so we're in Barcelona for 4 days total. So, yeah.
Cool, cool. So aside from getting mugged, you had yourself a good time there?
Oh, yeah.
Was that your first time over in Europe? Or?
No. Black Mountain's gone over there a few times. When I was playing with Pink Mountain Tops, we went over there once, too, so...
Cool. And you got quite a following, I guess, over in the UK. The BBC grabbed onto your guys, the Black Mountain debut CD there, quite a bit.
Yeah, yeah. I think we did a couple, actually, like a couple live session songs with them, too.
Cool. Is there any place that people can find those? Are they still up on the BBC site? Or
The live ones, yeah. Maybe, but I think you can... Oh, I guess that doesn't exist anymore. We used to have a MySpace page where we had them up, but we tore it down.
Oh, no. What happened there? I noticed that it had gone missing all of a sudden.
It's like every single day there was like 50 ads for self ringtones and that kind of thing. And it got to the point where anybody that we actually cared about that was sending us a message or a comment or whatever, we just couldn't get to. It was just getting ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. So where can people find you actually online? Because you guys do have a fine little website that consolidates all of your guys' projects. Why don't you tell everyone about it?
Well, right now, Jake Jaguar is making a new website for us, which will be like, cool. I believe just blackmountain.com maybe, blackmountainarmy.com, something like that. But I believe you can check out Black Mountain stuff at www.jerkwithabomb.com. I know that works. And for Lightning Dust, a friend of mine, Lindsay Sung, is making a really cool website for us. So.
Cool.
For Lightning Dust,
excellent. By the way, blackmountainarmy.com does work as well, too. It points you towards the Wax Museum website mentioning there a moment ago. So if you want to try that as well, that will get you to the fine little website that you guys do have. Unfortunately, the song links are down at present, but I guess that's going to be all fixed once the Jaguar guys get on that. Speaking of Black Mountain, we're going to get to some music from the first debut, or from the debut CD, which came out a few years ago. Speaking of which, the success that you guys had around here with the alternative media and over in Britain with the BBC, what was your feeling when that happened? Like, it was sort of out of left field.
It was awesome. It was great. Yeah, it was nice to be able to make music and tour and not be broke. You know, sort of live off what you're making with music and not work yourself to death, kind of thing.
Excellent.
So yeah, it was great. It was really nice to have show up at a club and it actually be packed with people. It was that could sing along. It's pretty cool.
Excellent. So with that said, we're going to play something off of the self-titled debut CD from Black Mountain. This is a tune called No Satisfaction, and my guest today is Amber Wells of Lightning Dust and Black Mountain. You're listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9.
Like a fly. My name is Jeff Francis. I play for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to 101.9 CITR.
And you are listening to The Canadian Way. This is CITR FM 101.9, cable 102, and of course, CITR.ca if you want to listen to us online or through the podcast archive. And we just heard something from Dream on Dreary from their self-titled CD, which came out, what was this, back in 2001? Wow,
yeah.
It's hard to believe it was that long ago. From that CD, we heard a track featuring Amber Weber, our guest today, on both vocals and keyboards. And before that, we heard a little something from Black Mountain from their debut CD, which came out about 3 years ago, and that was on the Scratch Records label, co-released by Jaguar Records. And we heard the track called No Satisfaction. And Amber Weber is the guest on today's edition of Canadian Way. Amber, thanks for coming in, or thanks for calling in today on the show.
No problem.
It's been a busy little while for you the last couple of weeks. I've just uncovered the tour dates for you guys for Lightning Dust, the brand new debut CD for Lightning Dust, which is Amber Weber and Joshua Wells, both from Black Mountain. This is their side project. They're going to be, the CD comes out on June 19th, and the very next day, June 20th, they will be starting their West Coast tour in Seattle. Which venue are you going to be playing at in Seattle on the 20th?
I think it's Emo's.
At Emo's, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So a little funky, little tiny club for you guys to go and play at there. And you guys tour all the way until July 1st, Canada Day, and you're finishing down in San Diego.
Yeah.
So that should be pretty cool. If you happen to be anywhere in the West Coast, make sure you catch Lightning Dust on any one of their dates down the West Coast. And also, we want to mention, as far as things have been happening for you over the last couple of years, you guys got to open up as Black Mountain for Coldplay, I guess, for 3 weeks during their 2005 North American tour. How was that?
It was good. It was really fun. It was at a good time for us to do a cushy tour like that, because we're kind of all a bit spent on touring, so to all of a sudden play really huge 20,000 people venue amphitheater thing type style, it was awesome. It was really cool to hear sing on such a huge system and be outdoors every day in the summer, so that was cool.
What was it like having your audiences all of a sudden incrementally expanding? I guess you were just playing to like a few thousand, then it was like 10,000 all of a sudden. What was that like?
It was cool. I mean, the crowd, I don't know if they really bought Black Mountain, and I didn't really hear too much feedback from any of the audience or whatever, but we had a lot of fun, and it was awesome.
Sweet. So good learning experience for you guys, I guess, playing to massive houses like that.
Yeah, That's cool.
Have you gotten to do that since? Have you played any, other than you just played the big festival in Spain, but any other noteworthy gigs that you guys have played lately that are big?
No, not really. Not lately, anyways.
No.
I mean, before the festival in Spain, Black Mountain played a festival in Norway.
Wow.
And that was sort of along the same lines as, like, Primavera. It was pretty cool.
Was that Roskilde?
What's that? No, can't actually remember what it was called. Yeah.
But it was a big one, too. Cool.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to mention also, since we're on the Black Mountain strain right now, you guys are going to be, I guess, recording a EP, which is slated for October release. And then we also have a full-length slated for early 2008, January 2008 release. How are those progressing right now?
It was January. We sort of went into the Hive studios and locked it down for 2 weeks and recorded like crazy, had a blast doing it. It was like probably the best experience recording I've ever had. And then we mixed in late February. So it's been done for a bit, and now we're just kind of like remixing a few songs here and there and sort of sequencing what's going to go on the full length and what's going to be on the EP. And yeah, so, I mean, we're practically done.
Excellent.
Thing, and now it's just doing, like, album artwork and that type of stuff.
So are Black Mountain fans going to get to listen to some of the tracks before the album and EP are actually released? And if so, where?
I don't know. I don't know if we're going to do any. I mean, if there's any songs that you could hear before it came out, it would be on Jag Jaguar. Website, they usually have like a couple MP3s you can listen to.
Cool. So jaguar.com. And also I want to just sort of touch upon how you guys came to be as Black Mountain, because originally the band was Stephen McBean's project, Jerk with a Bomb, who was originally a duo, and then when the third album Pyrokinesis was recorded in 2002, you came on board. How did that all happen?
Well, I don't know. Josh and Steve, I guess they just kind of got bored of sort of just being a two-piece and the limitations to that. And I think I started when I did some recording with them, just backups and all that kind of stuff. And and then we sort of, because of that, turned out pretty fun. And then I started kind of singing with them live once in a while. And then it sort of developed into this kind of thing here and there all the time. So,
Cool. And now getting back to the Lightning Dust project, in the past you guys have recorded pretty much exclusively with Colin Stewart over at The Hive. This album was also done with, I guess Colin mixed it, but you guys recorded it yourself at your house, is that correct?
The first album we recorded at our jam spot.
The Lightning Dust album.
Oh, the Lightning Dust. Yeah, no, the Lightning Dust we recorded at our practice spot and kind of a bit at our house as well. And then, actually we did one day at the Hive, but with no engineer. And then we mixed with Colin, for a day or two. And, yeah, so we mostly, I mean, Josh is pretty much an engineer himself. Like, Josh and Steve are both really, really good at that kind of stuff. So they have a lot to do with the recordings and Lightning Dust and Pink Mountaintops. So.
Cool. So we are going to play, speaking of Pink Mountaintops, we're going to play something from the more recent Pink Mountaintops album, Axis of Evol, which of course is a little tip of the hat there to Sonic Youth. And but first of all, we're going to play something from Lightning Dust's new CD, debut CD from Lightning Dust, which is coming out in over a week. June 19th is the release date for that one. And the name of the tune that we're going to be listening to here is called Jump In. And then we'll play some of the Pink Mountaintops, and then we'll say goodbye to Amber. So you are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. I am currently talking with Amber Weber of Black Mountain, and of course Lightning Dust. And from Lightning Dust's debut, here is Jump In.
See fire, it's burning for miles. Hang on.
We'll jump in the lava, it'll melt us together. Hold on.
'Cause when it burns, it'll hurt. And when it rains, it'll see blue skies that rip through your eyes, beautiful.
If these blue skies turn gray, would you turn and walk away? I know
that when it burns, it'll hurt. And then you'll fall to the floor.
And that almost does it for yet another edition of The Canadian Way. My guest today has been Amber Weber from Lightning Dust and Black Mountain and Pink Mountain Tops. Amber, I want to thank you for coming on to the show today.
Oh, thanks, no problem, man.
And just before we go, I want to let you know that we just heard from Pink Mountain Tops from their most recent CD called Axis of Evil, which of course you can find on the Scratch Records label. New Drug Queens was the name of the tune that we heard there. Before that, we heard from Lightning Dust, something from the brand new CD, which Amber and Josh are going to be touring the West Coast on, starting on the 20th of June down in Seattle. Name of the tune that we heard from that one was called Jump In. And as far as all the projects that you've been involved in, Amber, is Lightning Dust sort of most closest to your heart? Because it sort of sounds like it's the one that you talk about with the most passion, as opposed to a person that's sort of along for the ride.
I don't know. I mean, in the last year, I've definitely put a lot into Black Mountain. So, yeah, I don't know. Right now, it's pretty fun to focus on Lightning Dust. And, I mean, because I co-wrote with Josh most of, or all of the songs, I mean, yeah, of course. Yeah, it's a little bit more personable.
Excellent. Are we going to hear any sort of a project in the future that may be completely in a different direction that that either Lightning Dust or Black Mountain has gone to, or?
Who knows? You never know. Josh and I have been thinking maybe Lightning Dust got to go electronic.
Oh, that would be something to hear.
We'll see. We've been listening to The Knife a little. I don't know if you know that band. But all of a sudden we're like, oh.
A new direction.
Why not, right?
We're all hoping that you'll be touring Canada soon as Lightning Dust, and I want to thank you and wish you all the best on the West Coast tour, and also want to thank you and wish you all the best with the Black Mountain releases that are going to be coming up in October, of course, and in the new year. And I hope that maybe you'll be able to come back on air sometime soon, once maybe the Black Mountain project is on, or when we have a new Lightning Dust tour or album to talk about.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Amber. Thanks for coming on. And this has been yet another edition of The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. My name is Spike. You want to stay tuned in just a moment's time. David Love Jones will be taking over the airwaves with African Rhythms. I want to remind you to always buy Canadian, support your local music scene, go out and check a live gig or two as well. Hey, and Music Waste is on tonight and tomorrow as well. It started yesterday, and some awesome local bands involved in that one as well. Thank you to Amber Weber for coming on the program. This is Spike. Have yourself a good weekend. And Jonathan B will be filling in on next week's program, so tune in for that every Friday evening at 6 p.m. The Canadian Way.
Paint a portrait of tomorrow with no